MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. House Bill 99, the Medical Malpractice Reform Bill, was the first bill on the docket in the House of Representatives chamber on Saturday, and lawmakers passed the bill in its current form on a 66-4 vote.
We cannot allow our differences to divide us so deeply that we forget who we serve,
said Representative Gail Armstrong. The bill includes limits on the punitive damages that can be awarded to malpractice claims. Those include $1 million for independent providers and clinics, and $6 million for locally owned hospitals. Larger hospitals would have a cap of about $15 million. The bill now heads to the Senate. And in the Senate, lawmakers had a heated exchange before Democrats unanimously, along with one Republican, Gabriel Ramos, advanced the bill codifying the governor's Child Care for All programs, Senate Bill 241. Next year alone, those programs are expected to cost about $186 million, but Democrats say there are provisions in the bill that could implement a copay system if the state's economic situation worsens, and that would use families' income to determine whether they could pay. And according to the New Mexico State Police, a suspect is dead after a shooting involving the Roswell Police Department on the 3500 block of Mimosa Drive late Saturday afternoon. Officers arrived at the residence in response to a domestic disturbance call and found a woman outside. When officers called for the man to come out, he did, armed with a knife, and approached officers. According to a release, one or both RPD officers opened fire on the suspect, who has not yet been identified. The suspect was pronounced deceased at the scene, and the RPD officers were unharmed. Those officers have been placed on administrative leave during the investigation. And also in Roswell, a speeding pickup truck that slammed into the rear of another vehicle triggered a crash Friday afternoon that involved six vehicles and sent six people, all adults, to hospital, four with severe injuries. According to Roswell police, the pickup truck was traveling on West Country Club Road at a high rate of speed as it approached the intersection with North Main Street. It crashed into vehicles both stopped and still moving at the intersection, causing the chain reaction. It also continued through the intersection before veering into the parking lot of a convenience store and crashing into a parked vehicle and the store sidewall. The crash, which resulted in the closure of the intersection for about 4 hours. The reason why the pickup truck failed to stop or slow down approaching the intersection are all under investigation. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.